It's a blessing to have many of the school kids from Our Lady of Lourdes Interparish School over at Our Lady of Lourdes Parish, who belong to this parish, serving and doing the readings and the petitions. So we're glad to have you all present and accounted for and active. It's a beautiful thing. So, you know, following the election this past Tuesday, I don't know if you wanted to talk about religion or politics this morning. Or both. We probably don't get a chance to talk about religion a whole lot, so I think in this place, I'll stick with religion. I'm much more comfortable in that. There have been a few times in my life when I've gotten into my car and I've driven to the end of the driveway and then realized I don't know where I'm going. So I have to pull out my GPS and figure out whether I'm going left or right or straight or turning around. And there have even been a few times when I have to pause a few extra moments and remember, what is my final destination? I just knew I was supposed to be going somewhere. Do we know where we're going in life? Do we know the end destination, let alone how to get there? Sometimes it's nice to see the sights along the way. There are some beautiful sights even in this fallen world. But do you ever forget that you're going somewhere else, somewhere much more important? Our end destination is eternal life. Don't ever forget that. Because it is possible to get so distracted in this life that we give up and forget about heaven altogether. Psalm 137 says, if I ever forget you, Jerusalem, let my tongue cleave to my mouth. If I ever forget the heavenly Jerusalem, if we ever forget the communion of saints, if we ever forget all of our departed loved ones, if we ever forget our Creator and Redeemer, then the psalmist prays for something as radical as becoming mute, unable to speak, in order to wake us up and remind us of that all-important reality. All-important reality. It's more important than my job. It's more important than my vacation or hobbies. More important than my house debt or student loans. More important than school. The church teaches us to keep death before us always. Not in some gloomy or morbid way. Because for the Christian, death is a doorway. To keep death before us is to never forget the doorway that takes us home. I remember a few years ago, a priest from my home parish who was kind of an inspiration for me in my vocation. He was dying of cancer, and I went to visit him. And I said, Father, are you ready for this? Are you okay with this? And he looked at me like I had three heads. And he said, Daddy Murs, I'm going home. You have to know how he talked. And that's how he knew me. It's our doorway home. Keeping death before us is a way of saying, befriend death now, and it won't be nearly so scary when it comes later. I don't look forward to any of the suffering that might be a part of my death, but I'm not afraid of death at all. I look forward to striding through that doorway with expectant and loving eyes to see everyone on the other side. The first reading from Malachi talks about that end and calls it the day. Lo, the day coming like a blazing oven when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord. To become enamored of the world is to become proud and sinful. C.S. Lewis has a great explanation of pride. He says that there's nothing wrong with doing something to please another person, right? I'm so happy to have pleased him. The danger comes in when then we go one step further and say, and aren't I a good little boy for having done it? And then the next step is we start to get impatient with others who just don't do it as well as we can, as though efficiency is a virtue. It's not. We have to say that. Efficiency in this culture, right? Efficiency is not a virtue. It doesn't get us any closer to heaven. It's a nice skill, but it doesn't get us closer to God. Working with another, not over another. Working to raise up another, not to make them irrelevant. Those are virtues. Malachi says that those who walk the path of the proud and the evildoers get dried out. They forsake the dew of the Holy Spirit, that refreshing grace of the Spirit. Try to do everything by themselves, and they get dried out. They become like wheat stubble. And for them, the Sun of Justice feels like a blazing oven and burns them up till they become nothing more than a pile of ash. Now, on the other hand, Malachi says, for those who fear the name of the Lord, who respect the name of the Lord, who love the name of the Lord, the Son of Justice cures and heals everything that's been wounded in this fallen world. The Son of Justice shines continuously in that world to come. But its rays reach all the way through that doorway of death into this world. And we experience it through the sacraments. We experience it as well through the love and compassion that we share with one another. That healing can begin here and now. It's so important. When we look toward that doorway, we can feel the warmth of those healing rays on the face of our souls. That's one of the great gifts of being a priest, is to bring those healing rays to shine on people through celebrating the sacraments. I love that. I love shining the light of Christ on those who walk in this veil of darkness. The gospel today begins with people marveling at the incredible workmanship of the temple. The temple there in Jerusalem, by all accounts, at the time of Jesus, that temple was one of the most magnificent buildings of the ancient world. Monumental and beautiful. And Jesus reminded everyone that it would fall. It belonged to this world, and everything in this world falls. And Jesus didn't come to save buildings. He came to save something far more precious and beautiful. You and me. And he teaches us today that our salvation comes at a price. At the price of suffering. His suffering and ours. Of endurance, of faithfulness and friendship. He says that the powers of this world will want to put us to death. And then he says that not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Kind of sounds like Jesus doesn't know what he's talking about. You're going to die, but not a hair on your head will be harmed. How does that work? Well, if we remember that death is a doorway, and for those who persevere, on the other side of that doorway shines the Sun of Justice with healing in its rays. So Jesus restores what sin would destroy. We lose nothing by sacrificing for God. The last line of that gospel is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. We're going to die, but by our perseverance, we secure our lives. I don't have to win. I don't have to be the best. I don't have to be perfect. But I do have to persevere. I have to never stop trying. To never stop walking with that doorway ever in my sight as the end of my destination. Don't be afraid of the doorway that is death. Make friends with it now. And without hastening its coming, you'll smile when it does. So here's the homework for the week. Visit a cemetery this week. Pay your respects as part of this month of November when we remember all of our beloved departed. And try this week to look towards death with a smile as the doorway to the greatest reunion of your life.